All right, here we are at the Little Creatures down in Western Australia, in Perth, down in Fremantle. I'm Brian Rayburn. I am the Vice President of the Australian Mini Football Federation. I've got lifelong friends, Mark and Greg Welsh. Mark is now residing in Edinburgh in Scotland. He's from Eastwood in New South Wales. And my good friend, if not best friend ever, is here, Greg Welsh, who has played many, many mini football games with myself. Welcome to the Australian Mini Football Federation podcast.
Oh, it's great to be here, Brian. Greg Welsh here. It's a tremendous setting here in the West, and really looking forward to where this podcast leads us.
It's only going to go up and onward, Gregory. So, yeah, I haven't seen Greg or Mark in a long time now. Mark is actually doing our migration for all the teams coming to the World Cup of Mini Football this year in Perth. So, you know, there's 31 nations coming around. A lot of them might need some migration. Probably the African nations, probably most. You know, some of the European nations. But, yeah, tell us a little bit about what you do, Mark.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to see you. 20 years later, things don't change. Still babysitting you two.
This is true. Thanks for popping by, mate.
Just making sure you're behaving, which you kind of are. But yeah, happy to share some experiences about stuff that you guys, your teams, your supporters, whatever else may need. Come October. It's October, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it's October. I'm pretty sure the guys I need to contact if they've got any issues. It's all on the bid document, or they can contact the World Mini Football Federation. And, you know, Mark's well versed in what he does. He's an experienced professional in migration, in travel. And that's why we got him on board for this event.
Absolutely, mate. So, yeah, so I've helped with sports events before in Australia, you know, the World Rugby Sevens Series, which, you know, has some correlation in some ways with,
absolutely,
with Brian and Miguel's events coming up in October. So, yeah, so I'm happy to share what needs to be shared at the same time and to be contacted through Brian or directly. But I'm sure Brian will share those details, and we'll send out some information packs in due course.
Yeah, absolutely. So all of those countries coming to the World Cup, even family and friends, if you're having any issues or have any queries, just drop me a line at the Vice President at ozminifootball.com, and I'll forward you on to Mark at what's your company's name again?
Yeah, Cargill Migration.
There we go,
Share that.
There we go. Now, let's get on to you, Greg. I've known you for many years. We've played football since, I don't know, high school?
We made that. No. We played in that North City rep team in primary school. We went to that poor man's school at North Epping.
Yes. Well, you know, there's one way in, one way out.
The mighty Engadine to go and play.
Yeah, that's right.
In the under 10s or whatever it was.
Did you get billeted out on that one?
Yeah. Got billeted out with a family down at Heathcote Way, which was pretty cool. And you're a 9-year-old getting away to what was the outer suburbs of Sydney then, which is now very much part of Sydney.
Absolutely. And then we formed, I think, a strong relationship from there on. Even in high school, we went to the same high school and played football together, played, you know, some 5 and 6-a-side, a lot of indoor soccer.
A lot of indoor, winning titles here, there and everywhere, really.
Dominating, I think we were.
Dominating.
If only.
Dominating.
If only anyone could get close to us. But what's your, like, I mean, you're travelling around Australia. You've got quite a unique life at the moment. You know, many people out there in Australia would love to be doing what you're doing. But tell us what you would think this event coming to Perth will do for mini football in Australia. Boom.
I think, obviously, football as a whole in Australia is a behind sport in terms of media, etc., compared to the Eastern States games or even the WA games of AFL, NRL, and that sort of thing. I think it will absolutely bring a spotlight from other nations to this city of Perth, which is, I mean, we're sitting here now at, what's the time? 5:30 p.m. And there's sun still setting over the west while we're overlooking people just having a good time.
Like, I know, middle of autumn.
A lot of people, when they come travelling to Australia, stick to the East Coast and don't get over here to the West. And really, the West has got a lot to offer, particularly a bloody big landscape.
Absolutely. Now, there's Brooke Welsh, one of our favourite girls of all time. Gregory's wife.
Lovely lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
Say no more.
That's it. You know, you've seen the way football is on the East Coast. I mean, we could talk politics. Like, I mean, I've known Greg for many years, ladies and gentlemen of the Mini Football family listening across the world. And he's a well-versed individual also on politics, sport. He's a very, very smart individual. He does his due diligence on everything. He's got a very successful business called Quality Hospitality that runs throughout New South Wales, Queensland,
wherever,
Victoria, wherever you want to go. If you need stock taking at its highest quality, it's called Quality Hospitality.
We'll take money from anyone,
any place, anywhere. Flights.
Okay, thanks, Noah. You want to say? Added. We've got Noah here eating a pizza, and he's just about to finish his Coke as well.
Bar the crust.
That's it.
And non-crust either.
But
what, so how many nations you got coming over?
32, Greg. Yep.
32.
Turn the tide.
And how many in each squad?
Generally, they'll bring 20 in their squad, and then some delegates as well. So they're looking around 30 with inside the groups, the nations across the world. Plus, there's family and friends on top of that. So, you know, we're looking to get around 2,000 people, if not 2,500 from overseas.
Is everyone qualified now?
Yeah, the qualification process has happened, and the 90% of the teams have paid their entry fee. Everything's been locked down in over here in Australia. We're waiting on a little bit more funding from Tourism WA. The federal government just got on board and put us $300,000 in the budget, which is fantastic. And, you know, we've got a lot of good opportunities coming up with some corporate entities. I'm off to Sydney next week, so, yeah.
And how do you find trying to get a foothold in WA with football rather than AFL?
Oh, well, you know what it's like, Greg. You know what I'm like, and football's my thing. It doesn't really bother me, but it's more against the establishments like Football West or Football New South Wales or Football Australia that don't see it as like jumping on board and seeing it as, you know, they see it as an extension of football, but because it's not their product, they don't want to get on board.
It's a little bit
disappointing that we can't get, you know, the backing from the major federations or associations across
Australia. So no FFA support at all?
No, not at all. Been dealing with them for a long time.
Really?
We went down to Canberra many years ago and saw the Minister for Sports advisor, and he said, go and see Mark Falvo from the Football Federation Australia, who showed some type of interest, but because it's not associated to FIFA or the Asian Football Confederation or Football Australia, that, you know, we're on our own. So, which is, it's great. We love a challenge, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, right.
So we're, like, you know, the World Cup's massive. So what's next, you know? Like, where do you see it in 5 years, 10 years, what you're trying to do? Or is it all the focus?
Yeah. So the World Cup is the catalyst for us growing the federation within Australia. So we've got a lot of contacts within Australia so far. So we've got guys in Victoria, Queensland, New South Wales ready to go to set up their own federation. You know, so the New South Wales Mini Football Federation, and they'll break up into the Central, North, South, and West, East. You know, like sections like they do now currently, not so much that here. In Western Australia, we can get it started straight away. We will just go to the clubs as we would in New South Wales or Victoria, Queensland, and ask them to just maybe set up a different entity and then in the off-season create state leagues. So, we want to grow it. We want it to be on TV. We want it to be a major sport. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our goal.
Anyway. Well, like I said, having done some stuff with the World 7 series and stuff, it's like such an amazing event.
Yeah.
And you get your true sort of rugby fans, but you do get guys who just, or girls who just follow that particular sport, you know? Or that particular kind of sport or code of football, if that's what you want to call it, and it's massively successful. And
well, I know you guys, like yourself, Mark, my brother Mike, Scott Mansey, Ben Sullivan, Martin Fisk. Who else? You guys?
Steve Sims.
Steve Belcher, who goes missing for days at a time.
Hong Kong has it now.
Go the Hong Kong Sevens, and that's just an amazing event. So here I was excited maybe to go the other week, last week maybe, but it fell through. Yeah. So, but like we see that like similar the. Yeah. Mini football product, obviously not in such a big stadium, but you know, if you can get a stadium that's 5,000 or 6,000 people purposely built, you know, like a purpose built stadium.
Good times.
Yeah, that's right. And get people in there, and it's sort of like a big bash of soccer, you know.
Yeah, it's good times.
But having played a lot of indoor soccer with you as well, like, this is a much purer form of football than futsal, right?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, we've got a guy that plays the Australian team. Shervin Adela, he played the Futsaroos in Colombia in a couple of events, and then when he went to Tunisia, and he's like,
this "No is comparison."
Yeah, that's right. He goes, "This product is so much better."
Yeah.
But we were lucky enough to have we played before.
Sorry, just an old friend popping by. We got distracted.
Hello there. So we were lucky enough to play before and after Tunisia, and that means that the stadium was packed, and there was like drums, there was flares, it was just a different music. Like it was like 3,000, you know, there was atmosphere.
It's like football.
Yeah, that exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's like football. So yeah, that's what we're trying to bring to Perth. We're going to build a 5,000 seat stadium in Langley Park. It's going to be $5 and $10. You know, $5 for kids, $10 for adults. There's going to be a fan zone where there's going to be big screen TVs, it's going to be a bar outside, activation areas for like sponsors. So it's like a full production.
So do you reckon, apart from the lack of FIFA or FFA approval, that there's potential to get A-League teams on board with this sort of thing? Or
So it's for amateurs. So it's for the best amateur players.
Oh yeah, but I'm just talking about, you obviously they've got feeder clubs, you know, like the old school stuff with the old NSL with Marconi and stuff. If they can get kids involved in this sport as a young age, surely that's going to help, right? So if you can get that A-League involvement early,
okay,
and try and get that engagement with their fans and kids, that's where the game's going to grow, right?
No, absolutely. So Perth Glory has been really good. We have Tony Sage, the owner, Tony Pignata, Nick Babato, like, have been really, really good with us. This weekend, actually, unfortunately, not here, but they're going to put on the big screen some of our promo activity, and they're going to put down some stuff down at the fan zone in the activation area and all that type of stuff. So I think... Okay, mate. So, it's in their best interest to get on board as community activity. That's what they should be doing anyway. Even though they're not associated, we're not associated to FFA, we feel that one day we will be there.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they might take part of what we do and then make it right for the people of Australia in football.
Yeah. Well, it's a great area, right? Like,
so what's the difference between a very good 11-a-side footballer as opposed to a mini footballer, you know, like different skills, different athleticism. Is there certain things teams look for? Or?
Quicker thinking, you know, just moving the ball quicker, same sort of athleticism.
Better all-round skills, maybe?
Yeah.
Because you've got to defend and attack.
Right, well, touch.
Create.
Yeah, look, I think the field is 50 by 30, so it's quite big, you know what I mean? It's not small. So there's plenty of space.
Super fit.
Yeah. So, like, and it's quick. So it's like, let's say it's like an A-League. Okay, hang on. It's like an APL on a small field, you know, so it's quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's lose the ball, the guy's away.
Yeah.
You know, with my pace.
Maybe we can try and get the Masters team going, Greg. We might be able to get a go. No, I actually thought maybe I could give it a go, but then after watching, I'm just like, the head shaking, you know? Like,
well, I went to the World Masters Games in Auckland recently for rugby, and that would probably be a place where this game could go very easily and adapt to those older footballers.
Yeah.
and get them to engage. So I went away with the old Effing Easter blokes that we used to play with, and I was playing rugby and they were playing football there.
Yeah.
And they loved it just because it was a, you know, a game. But if you can get that in a shorter form for the old blokes,
yeah,
and therefore they're going to engage their kids and stuff, that might be an ideal opportunity.
Well, that's part of our statutes that we have at the Australian Mini Football Federation, Greg. Is that, you know, like ex-players or, you know, that don't play 11-a-side or ex-pros, to try and keep them in football, to try and engage them and keep them going. So like in the US, there's Landon Donovan and Jermaine Jones, who they're playing in the Arena Football League over there, and they're looking like they're going to come to Australia for the World Cup. Yeah, that's right. You know, like Everton, Bayern Munich, you know, Ivan Zamorano from Chile, Real Madrid, Inter Milan, Chile, is looking like he's coming as well. So it's like
I'm loving your pronunciation of Chile.
Is it Chile?
I told you.
That's what I said. The Australian who now lives in the UK, it's Chile. It's still Chile.
Ask Marcelo Gonzalez from Chile.
Hello, Zami.
Yeah, cool. All right.
Yeah, so it's all go. So, yeah, for migration activity, speak to Mark Welsh.
100%.
Or drop me an email.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Well, what's your email, Mark?
Yeah, it's Mark with a K at cargilmigration.com.
How do you spell Cargill?
C-A-R-G-I-L.
There you go.
We'll get sorted. We'll let you know what you need to do and how I can help, and we'll take it from there.
Make it happen,
yep. But once you get your teams confirmed, we can start cracking on.
Exactly.
And anyone booze-related in Australia who needs stock control, profitability management, give me a buzz. 0422 121 444.
Willing to travel.
I think it's Greg at qualityhospitality.com.au.
Nice.
There you go. Thanks, guys, out there in the mini football world. It's been a pleasure down here at Fremantle at Little Creatures, which I'm sure that all you people will come down and check out when you're down here. So
that's it. Here's to Bruce Buffer.
See you guys.
Yeah, see you, Mr. B.
Say your lesson. Zero Paul.